This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michael Black, an emergency communications officer with World Vision who is on the ground in earthquake-stricken Chile. He joins us now from the Chilean capital of Santiago to give us an idea of the devastation caused by Saturday's 8.8 magnitude earthquake and what efforts World Vision is undertaking to help the people affected by the quake. And Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
On the contrary, thanks very much for calling.
Michael, how would you describe not only the extent of the damage, but how widespread it is? What have you seen?
This is probably one of the longest earthquakes in Chile. Chile is a land of earthquakes. We're used to it. We thought we were. But the impact of this one has actually spread from Santiago, the capital, to about 800 kilometers south, with the epicenter in the city of Concepcion, which is about 500 kilometers south.
And what have you seen? What kind of destruction? What has happened to the buildings, to the infrastructure, roads, bridges? What have you noticed?
The devastation is immense. In Santiago alone, where the earthquake was a size of an 8.3 in the Richter scale, we had bridges collapsing, buildings as well, and but the major damage is in the city of Concepcion. In Concepcion, there are many, many buildings that have passed, and many villages in the coastal area around Concepcion, anywhere between 100 to 200 kilometers from Concepcion, were totally devastated by the tsunami that hit the area about 1.5 hours after the earthquake. In that area, there are entire villages that are gone. Many people still missing. More than 2 million houses are gone and totally destroyed.
2 million houses. Michael, what's your strategy with World Vision? What are you focusing on first?
The first thing we had to focus on, Greg, was the logistics. How to get from Santiago, our supplies, from the warehouses we have in Santiago to the south, when the Pan American Highway that connects Chile from north to south was cut in different places and bridges had collapsed. And also the airports, both in Santiago and in Concepcion, were closed. Fortunately, in the last 24 hours, the government has, with the help of the army, has managed to reestablish communications, to reopen the Pan American in a very provisional way, but reopen the Pan American Highway. And so our convoy of trucks is at this point traveling towards Concepcion, where already a crew of more than 15 people from World Vision that managed to get there in small airplanes and helicopters are waiting to start the distribution of our emergency supplies, which is mainly food and water.
How many people, you mentioned how many homes were destroyed, many people still missing. How many people are in need of the very basics right now, food, water, shelter, and that sort of thing?
Millions. Millions. Only in the most affected area, 1.2 million people in the area around Concepcion are without water, without electricity, without food, and many of them without their homes. And if you think about 2 million houses, just the number of families that are homeless today, in the coastal areas, there are entire villages where all the houses are gone. So it's really gigantic. The proportions of this is overwhelming and is much superior to what every Chilean thought immediately after the earthquake. We reacted actually very cautiously because we never thought really it was going to be that devastating, and unfortunately has proven to be.
Michael, you've vividly described the destruction and the devastation there, and I'm sure you've been able to meet and try and comfort those who have lost everything. Is there any particular story or maybe two stories that have just stuck in your mind that really encapsulate what the people are going through there?
This has been very tragic, and obviously the stories are many. We're concentrating especially on alleviating the children by giving temporary shelters for the children with the help of educators and psychologists to overcome the trauma that something like this means. And many, many, many emergency aid workers making their way to Concepcion to help in the most affected areas. And unfortunately, a very sad story. On Monday, an airplane with six emergency aid workers, the airplane crashed and the six people unfortunately died. So it's been one tragedy after the other.
Michael, what can folks do to help World Vision's efforts to help the people in Chile?
Thanks very much, Greg. It's The number of calls is overwhelming. People from Canada, from the U.S., from the U.K., from everywhere are calling and sending emails. Probably the best way to, because of the logistics of sending things into Chile where the airport is closed, the best thing to do is money. Donate to World Vision, going at worldvision.org, and you'll have the details there. That's probably the best way to help at this point.
Michael, obviously a huge challenge ahead of you. Thank you very much for taking the time to give us a picture of what it's like there. Thank you very much.
On the contrary, Greg. Thanks very much for your call.
Michael Black, Emergency Communications Officer with World Vision. Again, to contribute, head to worldvision.org for monetary contributions. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.